Your speech is supreme purifying nectar. So what does this mean? Again, it has different meanings, but this is some commentary Venerable Geshe-la has given. He said, some simple commentary. Purifying nectar in this context means wisdom nectar. So your speech is supreme purifying nectar means wisdom nectar. Wisdom nectar. So what does this mean? It means your speech, your teachings, cause the development of wisdom realizing Dharma in general and ultimate truth, the realization of selflessness of persons and phenomena in particular. So when we are praising Buddha, your speech is supreme purifying nectar. It means your speech is wisdom nectar. It causes your instructions, your speech, cause the development of wisdom realizing Dharma in general. Wisdom realizing Dharma in general. And the wisdom of ultimate truth in particular. So in this way, through these wisdoms, we become completely purified, an enlightened being. So if we follow, if we listen, contemplate and meditate, practice the instructions coming as Buddha's speech, we can become completely purified, a completely pure being in this very life. And as you know, many of you listening, because of the extraordinary instructions we have met, the unmistaken Dharma of Kadam Lam Rim, stages of the path, Kadam Lo Zhang, training the mind, and Mahamudra, the union of Lam Rim and highest yoga tantra, as Venerable Geshe-la explains in our Mahamudra books, we can attain enlightenment, complete purity, in 3 short years, following the lineage gurus of the Ganden oral lineage. So we understand your speech, your instructions are supreme purifying nectar. So your speech of teaching, purifies. How? Through us developing wisdom. So the more our wisdom increases, the more pure we become. So we need to purify at a gross level, subtle level, very subtle level. Then Geshe-la explained, in reality, every Dharma realization is wisdom. Renunciation is part of wisdom. Bodhicitta is part of wisdom. So we've been learning about renunciation, strongly wishing to liberate ourselves from samsara. So there's many ways of expressing renunciation. Wishing to abandon delusions is renunciation. Wishing to accomplish pure happiness is renunciation. Strongly wanting to liberate oneself from samsara, this wish is wisdom. It is because of wisdom this intention is developing. So without wisdom, we don't develop renunciation. It's because we understand, for example, from the very first teaching on the first night, that we want permanent liberation from suffering. We want liberation from suffering not just in this life, but in our countless future lives. Without wisdom, we don't understand that countless future lives exist. Without wisdom, we don't develop the wish to be permanently free from suffering. Every Dharma realization is associated with wisdom. This is a wonderful thing to understand. The more wisdom we have, the less ignorance we have. The less ignorance we have, the less suffering we have. Therefore, Buddha is appearing to help living beings eliminate, recognize, reduce, and eliminate their ignorance. So without wisdom, we follow ignorance. So it's our wisdom that's pushing us to engage in spiritual practice. It is very helpful to understand. So Venerable Geshe-la says in How to Transform Your Life, if we have deep knowledge, understanding the great benefits of pure spiritual practice, which is wisdom, we will definitely engage in pure spiritual practice. Without this wisdom, we will never do this. So wisdom is the source of all pure spiritual practices. Without wisdom, we are like a person who has no eyes, who cannot see anything. Similarly, without wisdom, we cannot understand meaningful objects. So through your teachings, because we're saying, we're praising Buddha from the depths of our heart, your speech is supreme purifying nectar. Through your instructions, I'm developing wisdom. Wisdom that will eventually lead to complete purity.